This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Without a doubt, the last year and more has been probably one of the most challenging of our lives. And hopefully it stays there, meaning the challenging and all that. We can look back and go, well, at least it's not 2020, you know. Our next story deals with some of the challenges that many of us have been facing, some of the vices that some of us have gone to, and some of the shortcomings that we've found within ourselves that we battle, some of our own inner demons that we battle to try and be the best version of ourselves, not only for us, but for our children, for our families, for those around us, and how dark things can sometimes get, but sometimes with the help of a loved one, be it a living or a deceased one, can help show us the way to get things back on track. Take a listen. Hey guys, you've heard a couple of my stories before. The school bus driver from Minnesota. This took place in the early months of the big COVID shutdown. We were all sent home from work. The kids were all sent home from school. The idea of a deadly disease taking over the world was still fresh and new. Fear hung heavy in the air. It was palpable. You could cut it with a knife. Not just the fear of sickness and death or bringing sickness and death to your loved ones without even knowing it, which are such heavy fears in themselves, but also the fears of not being able to pay your bills or being able to afford to feed your children without being able to work. The fear of the still developing kids not being able to see their friends, falling behind with their education, being stuck inside, and not knowing when it will all go back to normal. At the same time, there was tension growing outside, a pressure, like a bomb waiting to explode. Over an overinflated balloon being pushed to its limits, about to pop. I swear to you, I could feel it. Even my spouse, who is not sensitive, could feel it. It did finally burst on May 25th, 2020, with the death of George Floyd. You could feel the energy dissolve during the days and nights afterward. The intersection where it happened was blocked off and turned into a memorial where people could come pay their respects and talk to each other. The trip there was surreal. Passing burned down shells of buildings, protesters spray painted art and graffiti throughout the area. As you walk past the barricades with signs posted that this was a sacred place and to be respectful, you're greeted with volunteers passing out masks to those who need them, water, and spraying every visitor's hands with hand sanitizer. There were flowers everywhere. It's a place of hope and healing, unity. Of course, it has since also been vandalized a couple of times, so there is still rot to be done. Anyway, you can cut that part out if you want, but I wanted to give you guys an idea of what it was like to be there. I do think that building's energy beforehand had a role in what happened. The energy was so thick. This happened before that while the pressure was still building. Mind you, we have never had a haunting in our house before. We've welcomed entities to come and go, but only after having been invited. Otherwise, our house had always been clean. It started with flies. We had fruit flies in the house before, but never these flies. The sort of flies that lay eggs in corpses and cause maggots to crawl out of the eyes of the dead. They were everywhere, all over the house. Fly paper helped. My spouse and I decided to make masks to donate. There was a shortage at the time. There was a bottle of glue I was working with. I walked away for a second. When I came back, it was gone. I asked my spouse where they put it. They said they did not touch it. It was right there on the table. We looked everywhere. It was nowhere to be found. We had to halt our work for several hours, and it turned up eventually, exactly where I had left it, on the table. I'm not proud of this, but also at the same time, we developed a drinking problem. It started as just a way to cope, but ended up spiraling out of control. We would play the video game Rock Band late into the night. I always sang. I would drink until the lyrics split into two. I could barely read them, then stumble into bed and pass out as the room was spinning around me. Then I'd wake up sick and start the day again, over and over, again and again. It was like that for a while still taking care of the kids. My daughter was two at the time, and she started asking about other mommy. I knew that was not good. "Where's other mommy go?" she asked. "Other mommy? Where did you see other mommy?" "Outside the door in the living room. She's standing there." "Is there somebody contacting my baby girl? Who was it? Had she invited her in, starting this whole thing? It seemed to be targeting me." I'd be walking along and a bottle on a shelf would just suddenly fly at me, hitting me on the shoulder. I'd be in the bathroom and something would fall onto my head. This went on for weeks. It was very strange. I tried to contact it without any luck. One night I had a dream. One of those dreams that felt real. Anyone who's had one of those would know what I mean. It was an old lady hovering above me. Her face was maybe an inch or so above my own. She looked furious. She looked disappointed. She looked sad. She did not say anything, just looked at me with that wrinkly old face so twisted with emotion. It came to a head one day when my daughter was in the bathtub taking a bath. I was in the next room listening to her singing to herself so sweetly, and suddenly I heard a loud bang, and she screamed. I ran in there to find the shower head had fallen and smashed onto the side of the bathtub. My daughter was terrified. I pulled her out and wrapped her in a towel, holding her for a while. She calmed down. I was pissed. It was one thing to mess with me, but to mess with my baby girl? Fuck that. It happened to be during an old, ancient festival where they used to use black beans as an offering to the spirits of a house to vacate. I know it seems convenient, right? Our house is protected by higher beings, so I don't think this was a coincidence. The store did not have any black beans at the time, but I found a mix of beans we had bought a long time earlier. My son and I separated the black beans from the rest of the ritual, which my spouse performed late that night. We've not heard from another mommy since. Our house has been clean. We also got a hold of our drinking problems. Now came the question, who was another mommy? Why was she there? I do not know for sure, but I have two theories. When we moved here 10 years ago, there was an old lady who lived here who had raised her family here. Her presence is still seen in the springtime when her flowers grow in the garden. Her son sold the house to us and put her in a nursing home. We get her junk mail for a while, so I knew her name well. The same name that maybe 3 years ago was pasted on the big sign in front of the local funeral home when there's a service for a person who has departed. Her junk mail stopped coming after that. I got the feeling whoever was not happy with the way I was parenting at the time, for good reason too. So my other theory is that it was an ancestor of mine who came to express her concern. My parents did not drink, so I do not have a lot of experience with it. I do know that their parents did, and it caused a lot of family issues throughout the generations. I've been insulated from all of that, though, so I'm not even sure of the details. Even though there is this entity, whoever it was, caused issues and scared my family and my children, I do believe her intentions were good. She was warning us and reminding us to concentrate more on our kids' well-being rather than dwelling on our own issues and to stay sober enough to look after them properly. Even when things are bad, it's not about us, it's about them. It's also nice to know that even in the afterlife, we can still express our worry for our great-grandchildren and help make change for the better.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.